you know, after the Eric Pincus thing, that one might feel to some of you like a little bit of a wet blanket.
Yeah, look, I'm down.
Yep, nope, but here's where I'm going to go, okay? Listen, I really believe this. This is true for the 49ers as well. Whenever you do the whole, like, well, they're not going to do that or they can't do that. Yeah, they can. Yeah, where there's a will, there's a way. There really is. That's what because the Pincus conversation is giving us the rules. I think the conversation with Amin is more like the emotional sort of like, how do we see the way people feel and what they're going to do?
Yeah. Phoenix blowing it up, quote unquote.
I don't know if we know that yet. And so, okay, Phoenix could say we're going to ride it out with these guys. I would argue, if you know anything about the Phoenix Suns and their situation, I would argue that if the Suns decide to ride it out, they're only delaying the inevitable. Like, no, they have no assets from now until forever. Nothing.
Well, they see it as their assets are three of the best players in the league. And I'm reading a quote from their owner from today,
yeah.
David Ishbia. Quote, the narrative that the house is burning is incorrect. The Phoenix Suns are doing great. Oh. Excellent. Not as good as we want to be. Not as good as we're going to do next year. And that's what we're going to figure out. What we've got to tweak, modify, and adjust to win a championship next year.
Okay, so the boss...
That's the owner today.
So the boss says everything's fine.
Excellent, in fact.
Anyone ever worked for a company before?
I currently do.
You do? Have you worked for other companies before?
I have, yeah.
Anybody listening to me right now, you ever worked for a company before? How often do you get that email? Is it once a month? Or is it once every 2 months? Sometimes it's only once a quarter. It's from the CEO. What does it always say? I know it looks like it's not going well, but it actually is. Everything's fine, and it's about to get better because we're about to do this darn thing. That's all the Phoenix Suns owner just said, and he's brand new. So he's not going to come in here and signal that anything is a problem. Let me tell you that it is a problem. Let me tell you that what the Suns have going on, the house is on fire. And the longer you wait to reboot, the assets that you have that can help you reboot expire. And they are no longer assets. So you tell me how you're going to take Kevin Durant through the remainder of his 2-year contract for $100 million plus. You're going to have no tradable Bradley Beal continue to cruise, and whenever that expires, all of the not workingness of all of it, and then it's going to expire and you've got no draft picks to do anything about it. Sure, go ahead, Suns, do nothing. We'll see you in 2038.
You can always do something at the deadline this year, as we've discussed previously.
You could.
So you could, if you are, like Ishbia says, you know, things are going good and they're excellent. And he was quiet on Frank Vogel's future, by the way. But we'll see what happens there. You could give this another 50 games until the trade deadline next year. And if things aren't going swimmingly at that point, well, then you can make a move at the deadline. You don't absolutely have to do something right now in this offseason cycle. You can try to run it back one more time and see what you have. And then make a move at the deadline.
Yeah, you don't have to, but I would not. I would advise against it if I were them. We'll get back to that in a sec. 888-957-9570. Love to take your calls. Hey, parents, summer's coming. Get out your spreadsheet and get out your wallet and get ready to sign the kids up for camp. Oh, wait, we've got an idea that can help you skip the wallet part. And that's from La Garza Summer Camp, who puts on a real quality camp, no matter if it's the basketball, the all sports, or the cooking, the steam lab, all of it, okay? Really fun. My son went last year and can't wait to go again. And so don't let the kids get bored. Don't have them sitting there, hey, can we go to the park? No. La Garza Summer Camp is the answer. Register now at lagarzasports.org. And for $50 off anything that you register for, all you got to do is use the code THEGAME. Use the code THEGAME for $50 off today. Or you could be caller 5 right now. You must call the contest line. Don't call the regular line. That will get you nowhere. The contest line is 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. One more time. 415-523-4652. Caller 5 wins a $500 credit to La Garza Sports Camp. Get your kids all set this summer. And you're qualified for the grand prize, which is an $800 credit. So good luck. And if you don't win today, we'll do it again tomorrow and the day after that, all week long, a $500 credit every single day, $500, caller 5 right now, 415-523-4652.
It's a sweet prize, not only for the camp quality and the dollar amount, but what it means for your schedule. Go ahead and check a week right off of what you're trying to do with your little kid.
9 to 3.
That's it.
Nine to three.
Done.
Drop them off. You give them a little lunch box or something like that. Put a little PB&J in there. We'll see you at 3:30.
Perfect.
Kiddo.
Done.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Summer's about checking boxes, and this is a huge box to check.
Yeah. And by the way, these things, man, and I'm not even just talking about La Garza, these camps, man, they sell out. They sell out. So you got to get on it now. Good luck to everybody on that one. Yeah, listen, I'm not going to bang this drum for 2 months every day that the Warriors have, like, it's Kevin Durant or bust. I just mean that of all of the ideas that are out there, I think this is you could do worse.
For sure.
You could do a lot worse.
Both of our guests also named Malcolm Brogdon.
Both mentioned
Malcolm Brogdon as a guy who the Warriors could potentially be interested in pursuing, and his contract gives you that flexibility that you're talking about for, you know, not being stuck with a 3 or 4 year deal.
What's his deal?
What's your deal?
Thank you, Harbaugh.
Yeah. I'll punch it back up.
Yeah, I'll get it.
I have it right here. It's 22.5 next year. He's expiring. So next year is the last year of the deal.
Okay.
So as far as what you were talking about is, you know, getting some financial flexibility going forward, that would provide it.
Doable. Doable, yeah. Unrestricted free agent after next year. Okay, 22.5. Yeah, you can play with that. It's a good ball player.
Yep.
I like Malcolm Brogdon. I don't know if that's, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
not splashy enough. But.
Well, okay, so that's the thing. You got three options. Tell me which one you like the best, okay? In some way, shape, or form, status quo. Warriors kind of come back and look like the Warriors. Klay Thompson is re-signed. Andrew Wiggins may or may not be on the team. Chris Paul's gone. You got a new backup point guard. Status quo. Okay? Option one. Option two, basketball-y moves, like what you're suggesting. Not splashy, not big names, but basketball-y.
Yeah.
Malcolm Brogdon, Kelly Olynyk, people you've heard
Robert
of.
Robert Williams is the other name.
Robert Williams, and if healthy, a very interesting young big. Rarely healthy. But, okay. There's that. That's option two. Option three. Come on. Get fancy. Get fancy and be a show. I don't know if any of the three are championship contenders. Probably not. But which of those three options would you choose?
I would choose option three.
Mm-hmm.
I would choose option two second, and option one, I would be shaking my head at. If it was, we let Chris go, we convince Clay to sign for 18, and we bring in the next Corey Joseph as a backup point guard, no thanks. I mean, that to me is, not that it's dull, because you got the chef, and Draymond never makes it dull, but that to me would be seeing the play-in kind of a vibe.
I'll just use Durant as an example. Just as an example. It doesn't necessarily have to be him, but this would be my argument. A lot of you out there, and I understand why, would look at this and have sort of two kinds of negative responses. One of them would be, that's still not good enough to win. And another one would be, we're not doing this again. Retread the whole Warriors system from 5 to 6 years ago. This is a terrible idea. Here's my argument. You're down on this idea. I think you're down on this idea until the second it happens. And the second it happens, you're going to get all caught up in the hoopla and all that comes with it, the glitz, the glamour, the excitement. I think that you hate the idea, and within 7 minutes after it happens, you're on the internet looking for tickets.
Starting at forward from the University of Texas in his 15th year, 6'11", 6'12", 6'13", we don't even know, Kevin Durant!
Who doesn't
want...
Come on.
Seriously.
You don't want to see that? You don't want to see that. You don't want to come to the game and watch those guys play together again. You don't think that'd be a show?
It would be an incredible show. I'm a little stuck on what Amin El-Hassan said about, and he got all basketball-y with us saying, I don't think Kevin wants to run that split action. And
yeah, what did that mean?
That means Kevin didn't really like the way the Warriors play, which
he didn't
like
the way the Suns played.
And that was kind of my thought with Amin, was what does he like? Because, and I get it, the Warriors play a certain way. When you don't have the ball, you don't get to just stand over there. You're screening for someone, you're cutting, you're running. It's what we do here. And KD likes ISO Joe, and he's maybe the best we've seen in 20 years at it. So maybe stylistically it's something, as an older player, he doesn't want to be on his bicycle riding around.
The Warriors aren't ISO Joe.
No, that's the point. He is. He likes that.
Oh, he likes that.
Yes.
Ah.
You know, Warriors with their split action and their ball cuts and their running around the baseline and all that. Maybe KD doesn't want to do that at this point.
I don't think. KD, my perception, maybe Amin knows KD better than I do. My perception, Kevin Durant is a very smart basketball player. You want to know what doesn't win? ISO Joe. He doesn't want that. You can't win doing that. James Harden's been doing that his entire career. He's never gotten anywhere doing it. I don't see that at all. There's got to be some sort of movement and rotation. When he did that here, it was fantastic. I seem to remember it winning rings.